Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And we're on here every night, Monday through Friday. With me is Margaret Gray, Robert Leonard, and Bud Dickman. And we have this week, as I mentioned to you late last week, we have an announcement that will be released as a press release.
You got to say the difference on that, because a lot of people are going to be confused.
A lot of people are going to be confused about what?
What is a press release? People know what that is, but...
A press release is when we release a statement to the press.
All right. Well, why do you look so irritated?
Because I just, you know, it's like asking me, what are shoes? Well, you put your...
Well, not exactly.
Yes, exactly. A press release is something, just allow me to, you know, explain, but it is something you release to the press.
So it will be a written statement?
Yeah.
And it will be, what will be in it?
I'm not going to tell you what's going to be in it, because that is later.
You see how you see it right there? You see that, Phil?
Margaret.
No, you see, as soon as I asked you the tough questions, this is what you did. You did that,
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit confused, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not confused. I know exactly what it is. It's a press release. It'll be released this week. I wasn't going, It's the fact that you're asking me this question. It's so basic. It's a press release. It'll be a statement that we will release to the radio press telling everybody what we're going to do with our radio show. Thank you very much. To polish up the Phil Hendry brand, to get us back front and center and squared up and flying right and, you know, straighten up and fly right. Don't blow your top. Daddy.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
who's that?
Just a goofy song I was quoting. So anyway, part of that will be an announcement as to when we're going to start the new show. Because people are asking, well, the relaunch of your show, Phil 2.0, if you want to. When's that going to happen, Phil? Well, that'll be in the press release. And what is going to be the day part? Well, that'll be in the press release.
Now, what do you mean by day part? See, that's very radio.
Yeah, that's a very radio term.
Okay, fine. Day part meaning what time will we be on? Will we be on now in the same time? Will we move it up? Will we move it later? I will make that announcement.
In other words, you are moving it.
Margaret, please, okay?
Yeah, stop. You want...
So you did it again.
Are you guys asking me these questions just to hear if I'm going to go like that?
Yeah, in a lot of ways you want to know your psychological state, that's all.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, thank you, doctor. What are you, with the NASA team to make sure the astronauts are not crapping in their suits or something?
What's that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, he's asking me all these questions about psychology and what my state of mind is. I'm fine. And it's going to be even better when we do launch or relaunch the Phil Hendry Show. So, again, as of the 24th, that's the last show we do at Talk Radio Network. And then we are going to relaunch our show, and we'll let you know as these things are made available to us. It's, you know, like the man said, when I get it, you get it. Although I guess I've already got it.
Yeah, so you already know. You're just holding back.
No, I'm not holding back. What I'm doing is I'm letting our press people...
Oh, Phil, don't make it sound like you got a big staff of people or something.
Well, we're letting our press people handle it, and then it will be launched. So that's very, very exciting. Very exciting, and we're looking forward to it. And thank you, all of you who have been checking in on Facebook and asking us, well, what's up, Phil? And how are things going? It's going swimmingly, I'll tell you that right now. Now, as I was saying, we may have to get Dr. Sadler on the show or something. We do have Dean Wheeler scheduled for tonight. Dean is with the Northern California Holistic Center. He and his wife, Emeralda, have purification ceremonies. As you know, she has the burgeoning singing career, but they also are very much rooted in their Northern California Holistic Center, and they have Native American purification ceremonies. Now, whether these are truly Native American ceremonies, I am not qualified to address. I have no idea. If a guy says to me, oh, this is authentic, I guess I got to go along with that.
Well, I don't think that's fair. I think we should give them the benefit of the doubt. I've known Emeralda Wheeler for... Oh, my God, Phil. I've known Emeralda Wheeler since 1984, and she ran the herbal, she ran an herbal tea shop up there on Main Street.
Yeah.
And she met Dean. Now, you know that he had a problem with her. There was some domestic violence, but he was able to work that out.
Well, Dean's story is nuts, and he did, yeah. He was arrested for domestic violence. He was dealing heroin. Was arrested in New Jersey for it, and then took off. He jumped bail, came to California, and then negotiated with the New Jersey authorities by way of his attorney and was able to come to an agreeable negotiated, I guess, a negotiated sentence of some kind, whereby, or not sentence, but he went back to New Jersey, right?
Yes, he went back to New Jersey. Part of the agreement with the New Jersey Attorney General was that, and you know, I want people to know, I don't know about heroin dealing. I don't know anything about this. Why are you asking me, in fact?
Because you're friends with the people.
I know, but it makes it sound, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you do. He's talking about it later.
Margaret, nobody's going to think you're dealing heroin, okay?
I know that. He and his attorney made an agreement with the New Jersey Attorney General. They went back to New Jersey. Dean then, I suppose, submitted himself. What are you laughing at?
When you said submitted himself?
Oh, I think it was some kind of guy bent over.
Why is everything bending over? Just because a man submits himself doesn't mean he's bent.
Just take it easy. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, they negotiated a deal whereby Dean, I think he paid a fine. I think he did do some jail time, but then he was released. He's back in California. And he met Emerelda. Now, he beat her for the first 6 months. And then he got out of jail.
Okay, now, just hold it there.
Phil, I'm not done.
Hold it there. This is a guy, folks, that runs a Northern California holistic center, and he's grooving with the whole peace and, you know, tribal love thing. This guy was a heroin dealer and beat his wife for the first 6 months.
Why are you smiling? You're going like that. I find that very offensive.
Well, it's just the juxtapositioning of
what's that mean?
Juxtapositioning, putting together with this, how they look side by side. It's just that between Northern California holistic and a guy beating his old lady.
Beating his old lady. Well, thank you very much, Wavy Gravy. What a...
Yeah, I should say old lady. I'm sorry, his wife. So, he gets put in jail for that, right?
Yes, Dean goes to jail for domestic violence, comes out clean as a baby's... Well, excuse my language, but he comes out, he's reformed, he forms the Northern California Holistic Center. He and Emerelda both begin to give classes in yoga, in meditation, in prana redirection. He's as clean as a baby's, you know, ass.
What?
I don't have to repeat for him, do I?
She said ass.
Well,
take it. All right. In any event, folks, that's the story of Dean Wheeler, and he's going to be our guest this evening because the last time he was on, they were doing a purification ceremony whereby you walk across heated metal, and I don't know, but it was butchered a little bit because there was some wildlife in a tree in his backyard that he said, quote unquote, was giving him crap. Now, I'm laughing, as anybody should who has 5 cents worth of brains. Anybody who's been given a clean bill of health at any mental health facility would laugh at something like that.
Why?
Why?
There's no wildlife going to laugh at you, man.
What?
There's no animal going to laugh at you.
What wildlife is going to laugh at you?
Any wildlife.
But animals don't laugh.
This guy thought there were some squirrels in a tree laughing. In any event, we'll be talking to Dean here a little bit later on. Other news to get through as well here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com, the international intergalactic headquarters of the Phil Hendry Show online. And that is where you get a backstage pass and get yourself access to thousands and thousands of hours of our online audio. You're also going to be able to access our second Phil 2.0 if you want the relaunch of our show. Some good and exciting and unusual news regarding that. And our video cast will be a part of our announcement. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. And Dean and Emerelda Wheeler in Northern California, in Novato, California, with us to, you know, just kind of follow up on a couple of things. We've had them on. I wanted to follow up on Emerald's singing career, Dean. And I know that we've had you on multiple times from a variety of venues in Northern California, I think in Southern California, as we've been listening to her and her burgeoning career in the singing and then some of the issues that you've had. We were also with you, I guess it was, well, maybe a couple of months ago.
Can I, Phil, and thank you for having us on, can I just interrupt you for a minute? I don't have issues with Emerelda. I had issues with members of the band that she fronts.
Well, you had issues with one particular guy?
Well, with the horn player and with the piano player. And again, it's nothing that I want to dwell on, but she was singing in a manner that I did not approve of, and I think she's, Emerelda's here, and you would agree with that, right? And so she's I think she's kind of gotten the cobwebs wiped away a little bit, and she's flying right, to put it your way, Phil, as you said, straighten up and fly right. I think that's what needs to happen. I also, at this particular time, Phil, if I may, Brigitte Bjornsdóttir is a member of the Icelandic Parliament, and she's on television right now. She is a very, I think, an attractive woman. She has offered Edward Snowden asylum. He is the man that, as you know, is, and Sean Hannity is even calling it Big Brother Exposed. I think that this is a moment in the history of our country where we're going to see both left and right come together on an issue.
Well, I do. I don't. I didn't anticipate talking about this, and I'm not sure that I want to talk about this.
Why is that?
Because I personally, I don't share your opinion. I don't want to get all that, you know, political tonight.
Well, if you don't share my opinion, Phil.
I don't share your opinion. I don't believe that this kind of willy-nilly, you know, secret sharing and exposing and WikiLeaking and this guy Manning and this guy Snowden and, you know, if anybody doesn't believe this is political in nature, they're crazy. I mean, this is an assault on the Obama. If this had been George Bush, well, then the attacks would have been coming from, and as a matter of fact, these are things that the kind of records that have been shared with the NSA, et cetera, this is all something that was a part of the Bush administration.
Well, all right. So do you want to talk about it or not? Because I'm looking at this very lovely lady from the Icelandic Parliament, Brigitte Bjornsdóttir, I think is her name.
What about her?
Well, what about her? Never mind. Let's just move on, Phil. That's okay.
No, you brought it up. What about her?
I think she is, again, I think she's very attractive, and she's helping this young man, Snowden. And
what does her attractiveness have to do with it?
Yes, Dean, this is Margaret. Why? What? Who cares if she's attractive?
Who cares if she's attractive? No one. I'm just saying she would make a very great face. I think she'd make a very saliable face on the anti-Big Brother movement. That's all I'm saying.
But you're a married man. You're sitting next to a woman whose singing career you're promoting.
And Emerald is here, and she understands what I'm all about. And she is supporting it. Look, I tell you what, rather than get bogged down in this, why don't we go ahead and talk about what's going on with Emerelda? She was, as you know, Phil, and you mentioned it, she was at a couple of clubs here in Northern California. We are this close to signing a deal with Comegon Records, which is out of Oakland, California, and they're a small label, but I believe they have good distribution.
Now these guys are going to do an album. What are they going to do?
Right now, we're in discussion with them as to whether or not they're going to do a full album of songs, or whether we want to push an EP of some kind, do some singles. But they came out and they saw Emerelda over here at the Flathead, which was 2 weeks ago, and I think she's doing very well. The other thing I wanted to mention to you was this issue with the Tribal Council here in Northern California. Now, the Native American Tribal Council, and it was Johnny Two Sheets, as you know, who was here and was in the tree in our backyard. We got an oak tree back here, and it was Johnny Two Sheets. If we have the recording, and I've actually got the recording from 2 weeks ago, Phil, if we can play that.
All right, if you have that, we won't roll it here.
No, we've got it on our end. Go ahead and roll it from... number three. All right, I don't know if you heard that, Phil, but that was Johnny Two Sheets
That was Johnny Two Sheets what? That was him getting shot?
Yes, that was him getting shot.
By, and you're making the claim that he was shot by squirrels.
No, I'm not making that claim at all. My God, you do think I'm insane, don't you?
No, he wasn't saying. Who shot him?
Well, we don't know, but we do feel that it had something to do with the this herd, squirrel herd that was in our tree.
So you think it was somebody that had to do with the squirrels in your tree? Were they protecting wildlife?
Emeralda has just gotten up and gone into the house. What's wrong, honey? Well, she doesn't want to hear this part. I believe, frankly, that it was Emeralda herself going through what I thought was a psychotic episode. But I think there's something more to it now. I think there is a somnambulist episode going on.
That's a somnambulist.
Who's that?
It's Bud Dickman.
Holy jeez.
Well, what is that?
It's a good question. What do you mean by that?
I mean someone who has someone who had hypnotized her and caused her to draw from a bag that she was holding a .38 caliber.
Did you see her shoot this guy, Johnny Two Sheets?
No, I didn't, and no one else did. Otherwise, she wouldn't be here right now. She'd be in police custody. But it's my belief.
And what do the police say?
Well, the police believe that he was shot.
Of course he was shot. We can hear the gunshots.
All right, well...
Well, what do they say about the caliber of the gun? What do they say about the direction of the, you know...
Well, Mr. Henry, this is an investigation discovery, okay? I don't want to go through the whole new detective thing with you. All I know is the police have amassed evidence, and I feel they're 48 to 72 hours away from arresting my wife. Okay?
All right.
I mean, I'm scared.
Dean, don't be scared. This is Margaret Dean. I'm sorry that we were very harsh with you.
I'm very frightened.
So you think they're going to arrest your wife?
Thank you very much.
Why are you laughing?
I can't help it. I can't...
That's the stupidest thing. We'll never get back on the radio now.
I don't understand why his wife shot Johnny Two Sheets.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Phil?
I suppose I should be, and yet I don't understand why his wife pulled a gun and shot this poor Indian man out of a tree.
I'm going to tell you something right now, Phil. I'll get David Hall. If you don't stop your laughing, I'm walking off this show.
Okay, I've stopped. I honestly...
Yeah.
You're laughing, Mr. Henry. You gotta stop it.
Yeah, watch it. Don't tell me to watch it. I'll laugh on my own show if I want to.
Well, then you don't want me on your show.
Of course I want you on the show, Margaret. You got to understand, it's the most absurd thing I've ever heard of. 3 months ago, or 2 months ago, whatever the hell it was, we had on Dean and his wife, and they were having a purification ceremony, blah, blah, blah. Johnny Two Sheets, whatever kind of a name that is.
It's a Native American name, you racist.
God.
Well, okay. This guy crawls up into a tree to get rid of some squirrels that Dean claims are laughing at him.
Thank you very much.
Where are you going?
Where do you think?
Going to the can.
And so his wife pulls a gun and shoots Johnny Two Sheets? Why? Why? I don't know.
Maybe she'll believe in a squirrel.
She could believe in squirrel, yeah.
What do you mean, believe in squirrel, man? Is that another name for God? You mean she believes in what, the right of squirrels to live? There's something really gone with that family, I'm telling you right now. And Dean's got bigger fish to fry than whether he's got an album deal for her when she's shooting guys out of trees. Oh, man.
Mr. Henry, I just think, when you laughing like that, it only get bad fuel to the fire on a Johnny Two Sheets.
Whatever that means, man.
He's saying under Johnny Two Sheet that's adding fuel to fire.
Adding fuel to what fire, man? That Johnny Two Sheets got killed? Of course he did.
Then he got murdered by Emeralda Wheeler.
So he got murdered by Emeralda Wheeler. I happen to think that he did get murdered by Emeralda Wheeler. Or whatever his name is. Or her name. Or its name. Because he said he saw her pull that gun out of the bag. He's not... I'm going to tell you something, Dean. If you got something to say to the cops up there, you better start saying it. You better start singing, my friend, as they say in the gangster movies. You better start singing like a canary. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Octomom News. We will have Dean and his wife, Emeralda, returning in the show later on, just as soon as they get squared away. Some rather sad news from the camp of ex-Journey lead singer Steve Perry. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Don't want to leave you with a bummer, but we'll be right. Oh, Kylie Jenner got a new SUV, so there. Don't you feel good?
I feel much better. I'm back from the toilet. I feel much better.
Why? Because you're in the toilet?
You dirty...
Hey! I'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Margaret, you had...
Yes, if you're looking on Phil TV, and if you're not, that's all right. I personally don't approve of this whole idea of having to pay to...
Well, okay, thank you, but...
All right, well, if you're looking on Phil TV, you can see the map of Novato, California. Now, this is where Dean Wheeler's located. This is the northernmost city in Marin County. That's the name of the county, not San Francisco County, Phil. There's no such thing. It's Marin County. Marin, mer, as in the moo. It is Latin, and it comes from the root...
Never mind, okay? Marin County.
Marin County, yes, that's what I said. Now, Novato, I don't know anything about, but I know that they're there at the Northern California Holistic Center. Now, the Native American Council there uses the Wheeler property for the purification. That is the heated metal walk where they... heat, old radiators, these are from automobiles, generally the manifold or the radiator, some part of the engine, they heat it until it is white hot. And then you're expected to walk over this garbage, this junk. Basically, it's white hot junk.
Yeah, and you're supposed to walk over top of this white hot junk, not scream.
Yeah, you can't scream or nothing.
Right. Well, I mean, isn't the goal to walk on this very uncomfortable material... and not feel the pain?
No, not that. That is a misnomer. It may be in other spiritual disciplines, but with Dean and Emeralda, their philosophy is that it may hurt so much you can't stand it, but don't even betray that it hurts. And that way, you get your certificate, and you graduate from the holistic class there, and you go on to do whatever you want to do. I don't know, whether you give massages or something.
Well, that seems like you don't get a hell of a lot for what you go through.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, if you're walking over white hot junk, you know.
No, what's I about to say, junk?
You know something? Junk, as in garbage, as in discarded car parts. Not talking about anybody's thing. And you're walking over top of this stuff, and the only thing you get is a certificate on giving people massages. There's something wrong with that whole organization. I'm telling you.
Well, as you said, we'll talk to them later.
All right, so we will talk with him later and find out about whether or not Dean is going to betray his wife to the Marin Sheriff. It's ridiculous. We ought to pick the phone up right now and call him.
No, you can't do that. Then Dean, what are you going to do then?
He's going to be like a caged rat, man.
What about it?
Well, that's when a man feels like a caged rat, and he may just say, Katie, bar the door, I'm arrested anyway, and start taking some speed bag practice on, well...
On Emeralda?
Look at you laughing. God.
Well, who's the one that said... All right.
They're talking speed bag practice.
Yeah, if you use your head like a speed bag or something.
I didn't say a steam bag, did I? I said speed bag.
I didn't say steam bag.
What's a steam bag?
I don't know.
Well, then obviously he didn't say. He misspoke. He meant speed bag. And if you're talking about taking speed bag practice off your wife's head, that's pretty brutal. I don't know what you find so funny about that.
I didn't laugh, you did.
Yeah, you did, Mr. Hendry.
All right, I did, but then she smiled. All right.
No, I didn't.
Well, Octomom Nadia Suleiman is reportedly being investigated for welfare fraud. Well, there's a shock and a half. Are you kidding? Is that news?
Why wouldn't it be news?
Because 14 kids, come on. 14 kids, I don't know what she does for, nobody has been able to determine yet how any of this came about. I think the lady personally is, I think this is strictly something for the authorities. Turning her into some sort of a media, I mean, if she'd taken the bread that she made doing whatever the hell it was she was doing, if she's getting all of this notoriety, there must have been some kind of payday involved. And I'm not necessarily saying that's a bad thing, you know. I mean, whatever gets the job done. It's her life, and if you want to buy a videotape of her by herself doing a, quote, solo, end quote, be my guest.
How much do you think they paid her for that?
I have no idea. What are you looking at me for?
Well, what are you looking at me for?
I'm not. I'm just saying. I don't know what they paid her. Whatever they paid her, it obviously didn't go very far, because now she's, or at least this is what they're accusing her of, I realize.
Yeah, you gotta say it allegedly and everything like that.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's being investigated for welfare fraud on a tip that the mother of 14 has been illegally collecting thousands of dollars in government aid. According to a search warrant, officials are taking steps to seize Suleiman's financial records from her manager's home and office. Her manager. Per TMZ, Suleiman and her 14 children are eligible for welfare benefits if she earns less than $119,000 in a calendar year.
Man, that's a lot of money.
It ain't a lot of money when you got 14 kids. It's not a lot of money.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. $119,000 in account. However, officials at the L.A. County Department of Welfare Fraud Prevention and Investigation reportedly received a tip that she grossed more than $200,000 in 2012 and still collected public assistance money from the government. I don't know whether she did or not, but that's pretty common. People working and also collecting government assistance. And I've seen it happen. And people have asked, you know, for instance, in these recent recessions that we've had, yeah, Phil, have you ever really had to take unemployment? I mean, do you really know what's going on? Yeah, are you kidding me, man? I mean, unemployment, my God. During my 20s and at least a part of my 30s, the unemployment office was a place that I became very familiar with. Because you're talking about in the 70s, there were at least two big recessions. Then there was another one kicking off the 80s. Then there was another one at the end of the... The last unemployment check that I drew was... was it the late 80s?
Well, Phil, I mean, either you were on public assistance or you weren't.
I was. I absolutely got unemployment insurance at one point in my life, but then I stopped. And I think it was the late 80s that I went and I got unemployment. And then that was it. And then I got my gig up in Ventura, and then I was off to the races and talk radio. And after that,
you get fired a job after that?
Yeah, you get fired from jobs. You're not gonna. I just forget it. I wasn't about to sit there and okay, better go down to the unemployment office because I felt like my time would be better spent hunting up a gig, and that's all that was important. And I saved enough money where I could live on it. You know.
Wait a minute. You trying to tell me that you live on your savings, even though you could have gone down and got free checks?
Why did you do that?
Because that's just the way I was raised. That's who I am. That's the kind of guy that I am. Okay. That's the kind of guy that I am. I went ahead and I dipped into my savings and I lived on that and I didn't go down and get unemployment. Now, call me stupid or crazy, whatever you want. It's easier for me to do that and I don't want to do it.
It's easier for you to do what?
It's easier for me to take money out of the bank.
Well, you said you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you mispronounced it.
In any event, it's easier for me to take money out of the bank than it is for me to go down to a government office and say, okay, here I am for the 19th time in my life getting unemployment. So it's a tough road to hoe. It is not cool. But the money's there, and if you're entitled to it, then you're entitled to it. So this lady supposedly, if she'd made $119,000 or less, she would have been. But she grossed more than $200,000, and I do mean gross.
See, that's not right.
Well, and still collected public assistance money from the government. If the tip turns out to be true, she could be thrown into a hole for the rest of her life. I'm kidding. She could face up to 3 years of prison time. According to an earlier report on ABC News, the controversial 37-year-old weaned herself off of welfare in the fall of 2012. Weaned herself off, huh?
Well, I think they're making a very interesting comparison there between the weaning of the little ones, the babies, the infants, who had to wean themselves off of her, you know, her big...
Well, they're big.
Well, I didn't mean to say big. The infants had to wean themselves off of her.
Yeah, off of the nipple.
Yeah, I didn't want to say nipple.
It could have been a fake one.
What do you mean a fake one?
Like on a baby bottle.
Well, either you're weaning yourself off of a baby bottle or a mother's breast, so which is it?
Well, the real one.
In other words, her breast.
I didn't want to say.
You don't want to talk about that.
All right, so fine. But we're talking about breastfeeding, so go ahead, Margaret.
So, What was I saying?
Weaning her. They were drawing a compare. I get it.
Yeah, they're drawing the comparison between weaning herself and the children weaning. So the two of them had to wean. Not the two of them, but the 14 representing one, she representing the other, and the two together had to de-wean. You understand what I'm saying?
De-wean.
Yes, de-wean.
That was the guy you interviewed last week, too.
That may well be, bud. See, he gets a big kick out of it. I interviewed a man by the name of Dan Ween last week. Had nothing whatsoever to do with this. It had to do with the sprinkler system they're putting in downtown in Santa Monica. So I interviewed the man, D. Ween.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
You interviewed D. Ween.
But I'm... Phil, I don't know. You're looking at me as if you're pissed.
I am pissed. Did you not just now say that the babies and she's got to de-wean herself?
The babies and she...
Mrs. Suleiman and the babies have to de-wean themselves, meaning they can't be on the nipple.
Well, the babies don't. She can't be on welfare.
Right. And Bud said, ha ha, de-wean, because he knew you'd interviewed a guy by the name of Dan Ween from Santa Monica?
Yes, yes, yes. All right? They're putting in sprinklers down there, and I did an interview with him.
Okay, what a god.
Well, Phil...
No, that's a big fat waste of time. You guys, just Bud, not every little thing you gotta bring up, okay?
Yeah, but the guy's name is D. Ween.
You would have to kind of bring that up, Mr. Henry, on account of that's part of, like, what do you call it?
Well, I have to reveal certain facts.
You have to reveal certain facts. That had nothing to do with the story. Nothing whatsoever to do with the story that you interviewed a guy named D. Ween has nothing to do with the Suleiman story.
Nonetheless...
According to an earlier report by ABC News, the controversial 37-year-old...
Notice how he's just ignoring it.
Yeah.
The controversial 37-year-old weaned herself off of welfare. She de-weaned, not Dan Ween of Santa Monica City.
City?
Wow, you butchered that.
City, who put in a sprinkler system... But de-wean as in taking herself off of the mother's milk, quote-unquote, of welfare. She spent most of her savings while she was in Chapman Treatment Center paying for around-the-clock nannies, drivers, security, and her treatment program, her rep told ABC. She does not expect to be on longer than 3 months. In any case, January's setback was not Suleiman's first brush with financial troubles. In May 2012, she filed for Chapter 7 in federal court, revealing she had less than $50,000 in assets. She owed $500,000. I have to make some very difficult decisions this year, and filing Chapter 7 was one of them.
Yeah, she's got to make some difficult decisions.
Yeah, whether she eats one of her kids or not.
You filthy...
Hey, hey! That's not funny, bud.
Yeah. I think it was.
Well, no, it wasn't.
Well, I think it was.
Well, it was... Are you going to tell him to shut up?
Just both you guys. I've had to make some very difficult decisions, and I'm going to have to eat some of my... I'm kidding, okay?
That's...
Anyway, you can read more about this if you go to Us Magazine, even though we were quoting TMZ. We'll be back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emerelda, will return with us. Steve Perry is sick, the former frontman for Journey. And Kylie Jenner, the young daughter of the Mr. and Mrs. Jenner of the Kardashian thing, she just got herself a $125,000 SUV and drove it off a cliff. No, she didn't. She didn't. She's fine. And we'll talk about that. World famous Phil Henry Show. Nice.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
I don't care about D. Moon, man. You know? Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. From a couple of weeks back, here was just a taste, and it's not much of a taste, just a taste of our radio show when Dean Wheeler was on the program with his wife, Emerelda. Emerelda's a singer, and she was in a club in Northern California called Flatheads, and we're going to just go back and replay some of that tape for you.
That's what they said, Phil.
Okay, and is she on stage? She's on stage now.
Yeah, she's coming out right now. This is Emerelda. Now, one of the things that has been troubling her, as you know, Phil, was... Here she goes. One of the things that was troubling her, Phil, was the purification ceremony that we'd had a couple of weeks back at our house. And at that time, yeah, baby, that's it. I'm making eye contact with her right now.
Okay. Can you still talk to us?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But she needs for me to make eye contact with her. Just right here, baby. You and me. You and me. There's no one else. Right here. Look at my eye. See, she's not looking at me now. She's looking at that horn player. See, this is what I mean. Do you know how far I've had to come in my life to come out of jail and not lay one hand on a woman? And that's it, baby. Look at me.
Okay, Dean, to get back to our conversation.
Yeah.
So what happened at the house?
Well, at the house, you know, Johnny Two Sheets went up the tree. There goes that damn horn. Oh, this guy's lousy. Right here, baby. That's it. Look at me. Just you and me, baby. Nobody else in the world. So anyway, Jimmy, I forget his name, but he's a member of the Northern California Tribal Council, went up the tree to get rid of these squirrels that were, there's a lot of squirrel droppings in our yard anyway, and we were about to do the purification process. And we had some neighbors, I shouldn't say neighbors, they're members of our holistic center, but yes, they do happen to be people that live next door to us. And they came in and were about to go across the heated metal when these squirrels defecated and began throwing, peanut shells. And
now, when you say throwing, you're making it sound as if they have little arms, you know.
Well, I don't mean that, but whatever they do, whatever a squirrel does, I'm not an expert on wildlife, but I am an expert on I hate to put it this way. Hold on for a minute. Hey, Emeralda, that's it, honey. Just look at my eyeballs. Your eyes to my eyes, baby. That's it. Yeah. Da 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 do da do.
Shut up.
I'm sorry?
Shut up.
Anyway, Phil.
I don't want to get you in trouble like you did that one time.
No, that's all right. So what happened was, as Johnny Two Sheets went up in a tree to calm these squirrels down, two shots rang out, or multiple shots, and he drops to the pavement. Now, someone who I think was very tasteless said, oh, looks like the squirrels did it. I'm not so insane, Phil, that I think squirrels are going to kill a man. And when I say kill a man, they killed the hell out of him. I mean, I suspect.
Okay, that's the tape we had, and we had to go to cut away. Dean?
Hi, Phil.
Dean Wheeler's back with us. So that's a tape recording, folks, from last month when you guys were at Flatheads and that new jazz place in, where is that?
That's in Oakland.
In Oakland. And at that time, you felt that your wife was responsible for the shooting death of Johnny Two Sheets.
At that time, yes. At that time. At that time, I felt that way.
Have you changed your opinion?
I have not, but I feel there are mitigating circumstances. Johnny went up into the tree. I didn't ask him to. Emeralda, at that time, was under a great deal of pressure. She was taking antipsychotics, and by that I mean she's not psychotic, but she was taking antidepressants, and at times they do give you antipsychotics. There's no real evidence that she fired the weapon that eventually the projectiles were released from that traveled through the air and went into a guy's butt. There's got to be an easier way of saying it.
That she's the one that shot him.
Yes, that she's the one that shot him. But it is my feeling that I saw her reach into a canvas gym bag that she had at her feet.
All right, can I interrupt you? Because we do, I want to kind of move this along. Now, this was during a purification ceremony. There was Native Americans singing and dancing and so on and so forth.
The Native Americans were playing. Gary Hindley and his wife Joyce were doing the walk of the heated radiator. I don't know what the hell they call it, but they were going across this metal. That's when I heard the chipmunks start to go, and they were disturbing me, and they were disturbing my customers and my friends. And I said to them, "You are disturbing me. You're disturbing my customers."
Now you're saying this to squirrels.
I know that. I didn't think they were, but it was beginning to really drive me nuts. And that's when Johnny Two Sheets put his hand on my shoulder. And I don't know if you've ever, Phil, had many dealings with Native Americans, but they can calm you. A calming word from a Native person, especially when they're talking about animals of the wildlife. You know, the Native American people have I don't know what you'd call it.
Yeah, they get a relationship with the rocks and the animals.
Exactly. They have a relationship with the rocks and the animals. And so he said to me, "Mr. Wheeler, don't worry about it. I'll handle it. And up the tree he went. I heard the shots ring out. I looked over to Emeralda. I saw her putting something back into a canvas gym bag.
Did you see her with the canvas gym bag before?
No, I did not. No, I did not. She had been sitting there enjoying this ceremony, and all of a sudden there's a canvas gym bag. Now, that only happens if someone is hiding something.
If someone is hiding something.
Well, where did the canvas gym bag come from?
I don't know.
Was it there before the shots rang out?
No, it was not.
Well, then where did it come from?
Boy, we can do this all night. I don't know.
Did it come out of thin air? It wasn't there before the shots rang out.
No, it was not, but that's what happens when a guy gets shot.
Yeah, the canvas gym bag will show up.
What canvas gym bag? What are you guys talking about anyway? You say this is like it's something that happens all the time.
If there is a murder committed and there's a canvas gym bag, it's going to be there.
Yeah, I'd say that if there's a canvas gym bag, it better be there.
That's right. Only I don't know where it came from because it wasn't there before Johnny Two Sheets took it in the...
Well, you were going to say in the shorts.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Dean Wheeler will be back with us throughout the program. We do want to get a comment from his wife, Emeralda, who is there and so far not in police custody. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's very unusual this time.
You and me, baby. That's right. Just keep your eyes on mine. That's it.